Hello,
Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about the upcoming elections. To begin, and to make sure we have representation of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
1958.
Thank you very much. And let me see. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Associate degree.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
No, I'm not either one. I'm African American.
African American, thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I've been registered since I graduated high school.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
I'm going to vote. Yeah.
And is that an almost certain?
I will be voting.
Thank you. Now, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
I'm number 5.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Are you talking about the local voting or the government?
Any type of voting. It doesn't specify.
Well, see, that's the problem. See, the voting is better to vote in your local. I mean, you vote for the president, but you have to vote for the people that is in your community. You know, if they're not doing their job, then you need to replace them. So,
And if
that's
you were
not a good
to
person.
and if you were to use an average from 0 to 10?
To vote in my community,
In your
I'll say
community, because it doesn't. Yes.
probably a 7.
A 7, thank you. Now, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two from the list. Is it student loan forgiveness, climate change, healthcare, crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, cost of living and inflation, racism and discrimination, immigration, jobs and the economy, criminal justice reform or police violence, the Israel-Palestine conflict, or abortion?
Well, some of those go hand in hand, so it would be more like okay, you said racial and discrimination. What is, you said something else along that same line. So,
Along the same line, criminal justice reform and police violence?
criminal justice. Well, police violence is one. They need to do something about that.
So for you, what would be your top two out of the list?
Justice for racial justice. People need to be able to get along, and the police. You're talking about police injustice, right? As you said, so many.
Criminal justice reform and police violence.
Police violence.
Reform.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So that would be racism and discrimination and criminal justice reform or police violence.
Racial correct? And discrimination and police. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate your feeling or how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or you have never heard of the people or groups, please just let me know. The first one is Donald Trump.
What's the lowest score?
The lowest score is 0.
I don't have no feeling. 0.
Thank you. The next one is Democrats in Congress.
The people in Congress?
Democrats in Congress.
A 0.
Thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
A 0.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
0.
Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't even know who that is. I'll say 0.
Republicans in Congress?
0.
Thank you very much. Now, if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
I'm going to vote, but I don't know.
Undecided?
I don't want to say I'm undecided, but I guess that's the closest thing I can say. I just don't
okay.
know.
But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, third party independent candidate, undecided, or will not vote?
It's the same thing. You're asking me the same question. So I'm not going to change my answer.
It's just wording different. Thank you. And once again, because it's required, if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 election for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Undecided.
At this time, we don't have that option. I guess it depends on where do you lean more.
Neither candidate is good to me, so...
Okay.
Question, can you skip it? I'm gonna have to skip that question.
Let's see if he lets me. Just a moment. See? Yes, he let me. Thank you. Now, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Undecided. It depends on what the person is, what their beliefs are, or what are their goals. So I would have to say undecided.
Okay, thank you. And once again, because the survey requires, but if you have to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, undecided, will not vote?
Now, if I can't say undecided, then I just need to skip because I don't know. Neither candidate is qualified to me, so.
Thank you. Now, would you say that your life was better under President Biden, better under President Trump, or about the same under both presidents?
Well, I don't think it was better. Because I'm a little older now, and so my life is okay right now, so I'm not going to say it was because of President Trump. I'm not going to say that. So I would say it would be better now.
And would you say it's somewhat better under Biden or much better under Biden?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Now, would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, or would it make no difference? The first one is honest and ethical.
If the person is honest, yeah. And ethical, but...
And would that make you much more likely to support or somewhat more likely to support?
More likely to support.
A much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. The next one is too woke.
Is what?
It's too woke.
I don't understand that term when they say too woke. Woke. What are they talking about? Do they give you a definition?
It doesn't give you a definition. It just says it's too woke.
I'm not gonna answer that.
If it helps, we have still the scale, much more likely to support, somewhat more likely to support, somewhat less likely to support, much less likely to support, or it makes no difference.
That's not being woke, though. So if you don't really have a definition, what mm-hmm. they're giving you to read off to me doesn't make sense. They're trying to sway my feelings the way they want them to sway. And if I can skip that question, I would. That doesn't make sense to me.
We cannot skip it. Yes, once again, we want to know where do you fall in the scale.
Well, when you say woke, I guess it'd be zero or whatever the lowest is, because the definition doesn't match.
The closest we have is makes no difference.
And what's above makes no difference?
Much less likely to support. Then we have somewhat less likely to support. Then we have somewhat more likely. Yeah?
Much more likely not to support. Is that what you said?
So, yes, much less likely to support a candidate who is too woke.
Yes. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you. The next one is effective and get things done.
Effective and gets things done? Talking about
effective
the candidate?
And gets things done, yes. So would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who is effective and gets things done?
Yeah, I would be more likely to support.
And is that somewhat or much more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Then we have brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
So is that a question?
Yes. We're still looking if you were more likely to support or less likely to support a candidate who brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Yes, that would be more likely.
And is that much more likely or somewhat more likely to support?
Somewhat likely.
Thank you. The next one is fights racism and discrimination.
So you said racism and discrimination. What about it?
Yes. Would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who fights racism and discrimination?
Yes.
Is that much more or just somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. The next one is, would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who wants to build black wealth?
That will want to build black wealth?
Yes.
Where do they get these questions from? That is something that they are not going to do. So that's yeah. crazy. How can a country? I know what black wealth is.
Yeah. Okay.
But how can a country say that when they don't even do it? They don't do anything. Mm-hmm. So.
So would you? Yeah.
Oh. I would be more likely support, but that'll never happen.
And is that much more or just somewhat?
Much more. How many questions do you have?
We're about to finish this section, but we still have a few more to go. Now, and would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who protects abortion rights?
Abortion is a personal thing. I cannot make no decisions about a person that does abortion. That's between the person and God. So I'm not going to answer. I can't answer that.
The closest one that we have is makes no difference, much less likely to support, somewhat less likely to support, somewhat more likely to support, or much more likely to support.
So what's the one next to make no difference?
Much less likely to support.
Much. I don't know. This is crazy. I'm on the phone. Oh. Okay. I guess much less likely.
Much less likely. Thank you. Now, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means that it does not describe them well at all. The first one is, puts people over politics.
Puts people over politics?
Yes.
Is this the least one?
Zero means that it does not describe Democrats in Congress well at all. 5 means that it describes them somewhat well. And 10 means that it describes them extremely well.
0.
Thank you. The next one is grows the economy.
Is a what? Economy and what?
Grows the economy.
0.
Looks out for people like me.
0.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
0.
Secures the border.
0.
Wants to build black wealth.
0.
Defends democracy?
0.
Thank you very much. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means it makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means that it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Republicans in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one
zero.
Is...
As a, oh.
Oh. We have some statements, yeah. As a middle-class mother, the child tax credit in the Democrats' American Rescue Plan provided real relief and helped working families like mine stay afloat during the pandemic.
I don't know. That doesn't pertain to me. So,
on a scale from 0 to 10?
0.
Zero. Thank you. The next one is, as an entrepreneur, I've been able to successfully set up my first business thanks to the Democrats providing billions in forgivable loans for small businesses like mine to stay afloat and growing black business ownership at its fastest rate in 30 years.
0.
As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the $1,400 cash relief checks that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic.
Zero. None of those pertain to me.
Thank you. Then the next one is, as a parent, I feel safer sending my kids to school because Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs.
Zero.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, as a working parent, my family now has the healthcare coverage we otherwise would not have received if Democrats in Congress had not expanded coverage to me and 2.7 million other Black Americans under the Affordable Care Act.
I don't know. I have a job, so none of these questions pertain to me. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, that's fine. So on a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated does that make you to vote for Democrats in Congress?
Zero.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the last few years, and please select the two or three actions that you have that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally. The first one is cut credit card late fees from $32 to $8, eliminated $127 billion in student loans debt for 3.6 million borrowers, invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing, lower the cost of prescription drugs and capping insulin costs at $35 for seniors, invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP, invested in Black business ownership and entrepreneurship, sent out $1,400 in cash relief checks under the American Rescue Plan, and brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for Black Americans.
So am I rating what all you said was a 0 to 10?
You can select two or three actions that you feel have the biggest impact on your life personally.
Well, personally, none of them do because they don't apply to me.
Okay,
now, let me
fine.
Ask you. You're asking me questions about Democrats and Congress. Are you going to be asking me the same thing with Republicans or no?
We just have for Democrats. The survey is for Democrats from Congress. But we would like to hear your opinion since you're not supporting them. To have an unbiased numbers. So sometimes in surveys... Yes?
It's not that I don't support, but everything you're talking about does not... You know, it doesn't pertain to me. None of it.
Yeah. Yes, and that's fine. But because, like I told you, we need your point of view since you don't support them as well. So it is important for us. Now, sometimes in surveys like this one, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. So once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, are you undecided or would you not vote?
I'm still undecided. I am going to vote, but...
Thank you. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? A Republican candidate,
no.
Democratic candidate? Undecided? Still?
Undecided. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right? We should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap. Or we should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty.
What was the second one?
We should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty.
Oh, why aren't they doing that right now? I mean, this is a stupid question. I mean,
oh, well, we
like,
want to know. We want to know, out of the two statements, which one come closest to your opinion, even if neither is exactly right.
Well, they both would be, because why pick one over the other? I mean, it's that's how it should be right now anyway. You know?
But if you have to choose between, we should invest in new businesses and jobs that will allow Black families to build wealth and close the racial wealth gap, or we should invest in safety net programs that will raise Black families out of poverty.
Raise Black people out of poverty. I mean,
thank you very much. Now, as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing to vote for Democrats in Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, every American deserves access to affordable, comprehensive health care. But Republicans in Congress want to defund Social Security and Medicare, get rid of Affordable Care Act, and block laws that lower prescription drug prices. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Act for millions of Black families. As a result, over 2.7 million more Black Americans had health insurance coverage in 2023.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you saying the difference between Democrats and Republicans as far as the Affordable Care Act and some other stuff. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we want to know if that statement makes it a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats in Congress. That's a 10. 5 means it is neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 means that it is not at all convincing to vote for Democrats in Congress.
I'd go ahead and say 5. That means I will vote for them, right?
Yes. Well, neither convincing nor unconvincing. Yeah. Thank you. The next statement is, costs are way too high, and it's time for the government to start putting money back in our pockets so we can finally get ahead. While Republicans in Congress care more about making big corporations and the ultra-wealthy rich, Democrats in Congress have brought down costs of by capping prescription drug costs at $2,000 per year for seniors, increasing tax credits for affordable homes to $1.7 billion, and cutting credit card late fees.
Eight.
Thank you. The next one is, gun violence is out of control in America, and Republicans in Congress send thoughts and prayers instead of taking real action. Meanwhile, Democrats in Congress passed the first major gun safety law in 30 years, which increases background checks, creates red flag laws, and makes big investments to expand school safety and mental health programs.
8.
Thank you. The next one is, while Republicans have chosen Donald Trump to represent their party, Democrats have new generation of leaders like Congressman Hakeem Jeffries. As a representative in Congress, Jeffries has vowed to put the people over politics, working on behalf of Americans to get big things done. If Democrats regain control of Congress this election, Jeffries will become the first Black Speaker of the House and continue delivering for us.
8.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, no one should be forced to carry a pregnancy against their will. But Republicans in Congress want to pass a national abortion ban that would force women to give birth even in cases of rape or risk to the mother's health. Democrats in Congress understand that abortion is a decision made between a woman and her doctor, not politicians, and will pass a national protection on abortion.
I say a 5.
Thank you very much. That's fine. Now we just have a few more questions to ask you again. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? 0 means that you are not at all motivated. 10 means that you are extremely motivated.
An 8.
Thank you. Once again, how much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you feel that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
8.
Thank you. Now, once again, sometimes in service like this one, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. So for the final time, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided. You know
Thank
what?
You. Yes?
Yeah. No, that's
we're,
it.
We're
no,
about to say, yeah. That's fine. If you had to choose, for whom would you vote? Republican candidate, Democratic candidate, or still undecided?
Democrat.
Thank you very much. Now, once again, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means that it does not describe them well at all. Brings down the prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Eight.
And the last one for the list is wants to build black wealth.
Nine.
Is that a 9?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now we finally are at the statistical question. So thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
See, I don't what do they have the definition for conservative? No.
It doesn't. I suppose it's depending on how you look at it, depending on your opinion. But we do have a scale, which is very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative.
Moderate.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Well, Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
You said a strong or not a strong?
Yeah.
I will just strong. See, that should happen in between. I'll just say Democrat, I guess. They need to have in the middle.
We want to know if it's a strong or not a strong Democrat.
I'll say strong, because, I mean, either it's really in between. But.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe your employment status?
I'm working. I work. I'm
employed.
Full-time,
part-time?
Full-time.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
$100,000.
Thank you. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? More than once a week? Once a week? Once or twice a month? A few times a year? Seldom or never?
Once
Thank
a week.
You. And with this, we conclude the survey. So I really appreciate your time, and you've been very kind. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.